Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's back. It's from the Innocent Age album. Check it out. It's a double album. It's a great album. And you won't regret owning that album, I promise you. Do people buy albums anymore? Well, Ice 23 after I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great time here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. New stuff up every day, every week. New articles, new archives, new podcasts, new videos, new poll question. Did I say that? Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, while you're there. Dean Brenner is with us. He's the president of the Latimer Group, the author of Sharing the Sandbox. And we're talking about how to get our organizations hitting on all cylinders. And, Dean, when you say share, by the way, thanks again for hanging out with us. When you say sharing the sandbox, why did you use that metaphor?
Well, I'm the father of an almost three-year-old, and I've been thinking about writing a book on team communication, which is the main topic of Sharing the Sandbox. I've been thinking about that for a few years, and my son's almost 3 years old, and I actually came up with the idea at his two-year-old birthday party, the idea for the title, last fall. And I was watching all of his buddies at a little birthday party share the sandbox and negotiate, quote-unquote, all those little interactions on how they were going to get along. And I realized that a lot of the things that make people a good teammate in the workplace are things that we probably teach our kids when they're really young, but we tend to forget over time.
When being competitive is a good thing, and when you need to dial it back a little bit, right?
That's exactly right. And when it's, simple things like, share, say thank you, respect people's space, little things that we teach our kids every day, and we all tend to forget as adults when we get into the workplace.
Yeah, and if you hit somebody with the shovel, it'll hurt them. things like that, right?
Exactly. You got it.
Dean, in your book, you use the acronym ARROW for a way of thinking about this kind of about getting your organization aligned, and that's the first letter. A and ARROW is for align. We talked about ownership. I that's one thing I want to really pick up on. The O stands for ownership. In my opinion, if you're a small business with so many hats to wear, if you can't get your people to take ownership of their piece of the business, you're never going to achieve your full potential in as a company. What do you think?
I completely agree. And building ownership is a really hard thing if people don't physically or literally have an ownership stake. How do you get them to act like they own it? And that's a hard one, because if everybody on our team is simply punching the clock in and out at the end of the day and not really caring about the outcome, we're not going to get, much beyond the bare minimum. And, one of the ways that we always coach our clients to be thinking about building ownership is to let your people think they have a seat at the table, asking them things like, what do you think, or how are we doing, or, what can we do better? What do you need to do your job better, and how can I help you? When you as the business leader or the business owner are asking those kinds of questions, those can be very motivating for your people. Now, there's a couple of caveats to that.
The four most important words any manager can say, any owner can say to a team member is, what do you think? And then there's one other thing you have to do. You have to listen when you say that.
Absolutely agree. Asking people what they think is critical to being a good leader, but there's a couple of caveats to that. Now, if you're going to ask people what they think and you're going to give them a seat at the table, occasionally you're going to have to take their advice. if you ask them what they think and never follow it, it's pretty hollow. And you also have to make sure you don't go too far in the other direction and create, a sense of sort of business anarchy where everybody's always contributing and you never actually make any progress. At some point,
most business owners are strong-willed enough that they won't let the anarchy happen. The other thing is that what business owners will find out is if they actually do ask that question, and when they get the answers, they're probably going to like them. There's one thing that I've learned Dean, about the ownership thing is that helps me in my business, and I think it's a good way to say it. I want to get your thoughts on it. When I talk to my people about owning their space, their part of my business, I tell them, with regard to what you do, I work for you.
Yeah.
When you're doing your job, you need something from me, I work for you. And I think that helps them a little bit. What do you think?
I completely agree. And what you're talking about is the concept of servant leadership, where, you know, a really good leader is not going to be thinking about how everybody serves them, but rather how they can serve their team, how the leader can serve the people working for them and help them be more efficient. And, you know, when I'm running our Olympic program, I am asking people all the time, you know, what can I do to make it easier for you to do your job? How can I help you? And then they feel like they really own their piece of the pie, and then you're going to get more out of the team than you otherwise would.
The book is called Sharing the Sandbox. It's available at sharingthesandbox.com, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and thelatimergroup.com. Quickly, I only got a few seconds because I think I want to get you to come back and talk about this some more. You're the chairman of the Olympic sailing team. Are you guys going to be in London?
Yeah, actually, we leave this weekend. We're going over with a full team of 16, and we're going to compete for medals in all 10 sailing events.
Will you come back and talk to us about that?
I'd love to. I would love to come back and talk to you again, Jim.
Let's get you back again to talk about that, because I love the Olympics, all of them. Winter, summer, it doesn't matter. I love the Olympics. Dean, thank you for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Dean Brenner, ladies and gentlemen, Sharing the Sandbox is his book. He'll be back another day. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.